to marriage beyond the vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
Very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Don't forget now, we are talking about Beyond the Liar, Cheater, and Deceiver. And we'd love to hear from you at 855-454-5905. Now, we've been talking about our second favorite book, and that's Facebook, your opportunity to post questions and comments on our topics today. So, Marcos, what are people saying?
Absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff. We're going to invite you to make more make it more interesting for us, right? For yourself as well, but also to be able to get some godly input and advice on Facebook. So again, we invite you to go to facebook.com/beyondthevows. Hit the like button if you would, and we'll love to have that conversation with you. You know, earlier we posted we had a caller by the name of Dee who believed her husband married her for citizenship papers. You know, she found out all this evidence and all this, and Sherry says it's very interesting. She was glad that Dee seems to be very secure and strong in the Lord. And then Marie Miles had a question, and we want to encourage all those who can go ahead and post, and let's get in on the conversation. Mm-hmm. Did she say that she's still married, and if she is, why is she not divorcing him? And she did. Dee talked about it, you know, that she just felt like God was telling her to kind of take a pause. She didn't say that she wouldn't divorce him, but she just didn't do it right away. At that moment, she was about to. She says she, you know, even paid the attorney to get the whole wedding annulled. But then she stopped in her tracks. And, you know, we can't tell someone that something's wrong if they believe God spoke to them, if it doesn't contradict the word of God. Now, trust me, if we hear something that goes against God's word and they're telling them that God spoke to them, then that would not be God in heaven, because he would not contradict himself. But in the case of someone feeling like, man, God is telling me something, I got to listen, we do encourage folks to really fast and pray and ask God for wisdom and guidance during that time. So obviously that's what Dee is going through. We also started posting on, you know, she had mentioned the question that led to another question. She made a comment, I mean, that led to a question that she said she's not someone who snoops. So is it okay? Is it okay to snoop on your spouse? We want to hear from you as we kind of transition into that. But we're going to continue on with our phone calls. We have a few others who are still commenting on Kim. Kim was our very first caller of the day, and she mentioned that she was she had a child with a man who ended up being a married man, and the wife forgave him. So he went back to his wife, or I guess the wife, he's with the wife. But now they have an almost 1 year old, you know, together, but they're not together anymore. She's learned some great lessons through it, and she's really learning. You know, she is learning, and she takes ownership for her own sin in this. But, you know, very interesting conversation that we had with Kim. And so others are commenting on that. And I believe Rebecca is one of those callers who wants to comment on the conversation we had with Kim earlier today.
Rebecca, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca. So what is your comment on the situation with Kim, who was our first caller that had the child with a married man?
First of all, I think that the fact is the girl had a baby by a man that wasn't her husband. She found out he was married. So the wife loves her husband, because many times when people have affairs, you know, they're not going to leave their wife. And that's something that young people need to realize, or women need to realize. They don't always leave their wife. So he loves his wife. People make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because that's the way life goes. But as a Christian, that woman loves her husband, she's forgiven him, and she's trying to do the right thing by loving the child. And I think that's a positive thing on the wife's, you know, her being positive, because the other girl, you know, the child's mother, she should realize that that's a blessing that this woman would take that child in and love the child. And as a Christian, you have to trust God to the fact that she is doing that, because, you know, she doesn't have to be like that.
Absolutely.
The fact that she loves the child, asks the child to come over and that sort of thing, I think it's a blessing.
Well, that's good.
Rebecca, let me. Probably a little paranoid, but she has to trust God. Scott.
Well, let me interject for a moment. I mean, I understand, and we're making a ton of assumptions, right? We only had a brief conversation with her. We're assuming, and I think you did this, and someone else made a different assumption, but you're making an assumption that the wife is probably a Christian because she forgave her husband. We had a caller earlier that said that she believed the wife perhaps is not a Christian because he's obviously not a Christian. The way she said it is like, well, he was, you know, a liar. He's not living right. Maybe she's the same way. I mean, we don't know, right? What we do know is that this woman, Kim, made a mistake. She was involved with a man. She had no business being involved with it. Now, obviously, she didn't know he was married, but she still should have, you know, been obedient to God's word and not been involved with him in a sexual, intimate way. And, you know, there are consequences there. And as a result, she got pregnant. Obviously, it came out. And the crazy part to me is it's not like the husband really owned up to this, apparently, from what we hear, is the wife found out because she filed, you know, child support papers at the court. And then, you know, of course, then she found out. But regardless, the wife decided to forgive her husband and stay with him. Now they have the situation. But, you know, one of the things we got to look at, Rebecca, is that's when it becomes messy. And that's why God's will is, listen, let's do it God's way. God's way is, listen, you wait till you're married. You make a commitment to one woman to one man for the rest of your life. And you can have as many children as you want, and yet so many people, because they step out of the marriage, now they have this child they're trying to raise together, you know, the conflict that they will have, the contradiction, not to mention that one day when the child gets older, they'll have to explain why they live this way, why mommy doesn't have, you know, he has other brothers and sisters, but they're only half, and you know, it's confusing. It's sad that a child is going to have to even live with this. It's not the child's fault.
You reap what you sow. And that's something that everybody's learning something in this situation. And the Lord allows things so that people can see clearly many times of their wrongs and what they should have done and what they, you know, didn't do. But the Lord is forgiving.
Absolutely.
She's forgiving.
Amen.
That's the way I see it. The Lord has allowed her, regardless she's a Christian or not, she allowed the child to come. She's forgiven her husband. She wants her marriage.
Amen. Well, amen. And so you're commending the wife for doing the right thing, and in this case, being strong enough to forgive this situation. Well, amen.
Yes.
Thank you. We respect your opinion on this, and we thank you so much
God
for
bless.
Calling.
Have a great day.
You too, Rebecca.
Take care.
Have a blessed day.
Bye bye. Don't forget now, we are taking your calls at 855-454-5905. We do have a few more minutes before we actually go to break, but you can start making that call.
Yeah, make go ahead and make the call. Now, I do want to kind of switch gears a little bit because Dee had found really a bunch of evidence that her husband had married her for citizenship papers. And, you know, the reason she found out is, you know, the tablet kept popping up messages, and then she looked at it and found a bunch of conversations this man had with other people, including, I think, even a friend and giving him advice of how to do the same thing, how to, you know, kind of trick a woman into marrying him for citizenship papers. Long story short, I mean, you can find out, you go to our Facebook page and find out even more of what we had on that conversation if you're just tuning in. But she mentioned, she's like, listen, I'm not a snooper. I didn't snoop. Now, that leads me to ask this question. Is it okay? Can you snoop on your spouse, or should you allow your spouse to have their privacy and respect that privacy? I mean, how far is too far, or is there no such thing as too far? I believe here on Facebook we have John Augustine said, it is totally okay to snoop on your spouse because there should be no secrets in marriage. Marie Miles said, yes, if you are married, there are no secrets in marriage. I think there should be a bond between the husband and the wife. So both comments here, both believe that it's okay. So you're not necessarily snooping because the two are one. But we want to hear from you. What do you think? You know, is it okay to snoop? Or are you one that feels like, no, I don't want my wife to have the password to my account or to my cell phone, and we want to hear your reason for that. So whatever the case, we want to hear from you. Is it okay to snoop on your spouse?
All right, and the way to reach us is to dial 855-454-5905. Sit back, but don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to this edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're in the final segment of today's program. So we've asked the question, is it okay to snoop on your spouse? That is the direction we are taking now with the conversation. We welcome your phone calls at 855-454-5905. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice there, so let me bring in Evelyn, calling in from Philadelphia. Evelyn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to your show every day.
Thank you. Thank you, Evelyn. So you have a comment for us regarding the topic of snooping. Is it okay to snoop on your spouse?
It is okay, because I do. Because the reason why I did, because asking my spouse certain question and seeing certain way that he behaves, I know there is something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So then I start checking his phone. I set up his voicemail with a password.
Mm.
And then I found out people have been calling him, how much they love him, leaving a message. Or when your wife is not at home, please give me a call, come over, and stuff like that. He usually works in Brooklyn. I'm in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. One time I go to Brooklyn, he didn't know. I have a key for his apartment. He didn't even know I have a key. When I went in, he was sleeping with someone else.
In that apartment?
Inside the where he stays. He was sleeping, and I had my son with me. My son is just 9, mm-hmm. and I didn't do anything. I just stand up. I question the lady. She answers me and everything, and I just let everything go. And then he, on the other hand, was calling people and telling them I caught him in bed with such and such, and was shocked that I didn't do anything. I don't know if, like, I'm not a Christian, but I believe there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling him, once you continue doing what you're doing, you will get caught.
Wow.
And before, I used to be frustrated. I used to be stressed out. But it's like, I read this book, says, The Power of the Praying Wife, or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah.
And it's, sometimes I keep reading that book, it's like a lot of things just reveal to me, and it's like my spirit for anger and stuff like that, it just move away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to this week, I found out he's seen some old fling from years ago, and I call him and I tell him, I know exactly what's going on. And he came down this last night, and I didn't say anything to him. Good night. Give him his dinner and everything.
Wow, Evelyn. So, Evelyn, let me backtrack a little bit. So, you've caught your man. I mean, he's obviously been cheating.
My husband.
Your husband. This is your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you've caught him many times. He's a
mm-hmm.
cheater, obviously. But you still are with him. And you say even last night you made him dinner. You treat
yes,
him.
Let me finish.
Hold on. So, if right now, if your husband came to you and says, honey, Evelyn, let's make love. You'll comply. You'll go ahead and go to bed.
I did comply. Sometime before that, I used to say no,
mm-hmm.
and I used to like keep him away. Sometimes I don't cook, and like it's like I just a lot of things just came over me, and I don't like try to go down the road because I have a son, and mm-hmm. I grew up without a mother and a father. I grew up with my grandmother, and I don't want that for my son.
Okay.
So I try to put certain things aside and see that my son get a good education, he grew mm-hmm. up in a good home. But sometimes he realizes certain things, and he asks me questions. And okay. I answer him to the best of my ability, but I don't want him to get caught up in the middle of anything.
Okay.
So I tell him I need him to go to school. If anything happens to me today or tomorrow, please continue school. Because I know boys, once the mother passes or something like that, they tend to drop out of school. I say, just continue to go to college.
Okay. Okay. So you're trying to do the right thing, Evelyn. Now, you said, so you're not a Christian, but you decided to forgive your husband.
Yes.
And
yes.
Why? Why? Because of your son?
Because of my son. The big, big part is because of my son.
Wow.
Because of my son. A lot of people told him that if it was them, they would have been in the jail. But when I look at it, if I did do her anything, they put me away, what's going to happen to my son?
Yeah.
He ended up in the foster home, and then he's going to go from home to home. No.
Yeah.
It's like,
Evelyn.
I was so calm and everything. And he turned around and was telling the lady, get Jeff, let me take you home.
Wow.
Evelyn,
you sound amazing. You need to become a Christian. You'll be an amazing Christian because you have such a forgiving heart. But I do want to leave you with this passage. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read a couple of three verses, actually. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26, 27, and 28. Right? It says, for a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on coals without his feet being scorched? And I think the sad thing, and the Bible is very clear about consequences, is that your husband his lifestyle will bring consequences. And I'm concerned, Evelyn, for your life, because he's sleeping around with these other women. You have no idea what he can bring home.
But I tell him, once he's using protection and stuff,
it doesn't mean anything.
Stuff like that.
You can't even trust. You don't know if he is. You don't know what's going on.
No, with me.
Oh, with you.
With me.
Wow.
I'm fine.
Wow.
The last thing I want is him to bring home something to me and... Wow. That would be the end of it. Then the forgiving will go on.
Well, Evelyn, we're praying you find a deeper relationship with God and become a Christian. But we thank you. We thank you for listening and for calling us this morning. You have some amazing qualities. Thank you, Evelyn. God bless.
All right. Take care. So the phone lines are open to you. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. We do have some time left in the program, so make sure you make the phone call before time runs out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've switched topics a little bit. I mean, our original topic was, you know, talking about the liar, the cheater, the deceiver. And, of course, Evelyn had both of those, right? She's definitely living with someone who's lied and cheated and deceived her, but you know, she seems like she's outsmarted him in many ways, but she's not willing to let go. But then the second question we've kind of, you know, really transitioned to is it okay to snoop on your spouse? You know, do they say that you're snooping, or do you feel bad if you check their phone, or you know, what is your relationship like? We absolutely want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. We invite you to go to Facebook.com, but we also invite you right now, while we still have a few minutes left on our show, to pick up the phone, give us a call so we can have a conversation.
All right. And the number is 855-454-5905. So I know a lot of times people will post something on Facebook because they're unable or maybe unwilling to make the phone call. So we can invite you to go to Facebook.com and look for Beyond the Vows, and there you can go ahead and post. All right, so let's go to Gail. Let's go to Gail, who is calling in on line one. Gail, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You called earlier, right, Gail? Beg your pardon?
You called earlier?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, welcome back. So now you have a comment about our new topic, right, about snooping?
Yes, sir. And I thank God for your radio station Marriage Before Vows. It's very nice. It's enlightening to others.
Thank you. Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Beyond the Vows, excuse me. And I thank God for it, and I hope it continues.
Thank you.
You know, for us all.
Wow. Well, we got to tell you this, Gail. We have a bunch of calls coming in right now, so we want to be really brief. But what is your comment about snooping?
Oh, okay.
Just be, has to be brief, unfortunately.
A man and a woman, they're married. I don't believe I would want to snoop on my husband, you know, being that I believe if I married him, I knew God put him my way.
I guess.
So I feel as though it wouldn't be any reason to snoop on him. You know, now if I had a shady husband,
I hear you.
When I found out things that I see that wasn't just right because I didn't wait on the Lord for the Lord to send him my way, then I probably would have to snoop to get some information that might be needed for me to move on, to leave him alone.
So we hear you. So basically you're saying, listen, you trust God, you have a spiritual, godly man, there's no need to snoop. The only need would be if he is unrighteous, that he gives you a reason to want to question him so that you can maybe catch him in a lie and you don't have to stay in the relationship, correct?
Exactly, because it could be life endangerment, you know, because of this guy that pulled the wool over my eyes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So other than that, I don't feel as though he would have to snoop for me, because I believe if the Lord put you together, there's no need to that. He knows what he's doing. God always knows what he's doing. And he knows the best, because Father knows best and is best.
Amen. Amen. Well, Gail, thank you. That's good way. No need to snoop if God sent him your way. Gail, we really appreciate it. We're going to continue on here with our calls. We have many of you calling in. Go ahead and keep doing that. We still have a few minutes left on our program, so we absolutely want to hear from you.
And the number is 855-454-5905. Let's speak with Danielle, calling in from Philadelphia. Danielle, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning. My comment to the situation of being a person in a past experience, my ex lives out of the country, so we are basically separated for the past 10 years. And I met someone who told me they were in the same situation, dated them for about a year, and then find out that they were still actually married, living with their person. But at the same time, they were like, you know, we were in a situation where we were all on the phone, and he's telling his wife, like, you know, we're not in a relationship, you know, this is who I choose to be with. So I think sometimes when people come from different countries, I don't know, I don't want to make an excuse for it and say it's like they're obligated to them because they helped them get here. And trying to walk in the, you know, the right path of Christ, and knowing, like, you know, the situation is not right, but when you fall for a person and you give your heart to them, it's like, oh, you know, and then they kind of like, you're a resource person.
All right, so let me get this straight. So you were with someone, are you with them anymore? Are you not, you're no longer with them?
I'm trying to.
You're still with this person, and he's married to someone else in another country.
Well, yes, they're from another country.
They're from another country, but they're here. Their wife is somewhere else.
No, well, they told me that she was somewhere else when I first started dealing with them, and come find out they're actually here.
Okay, so he's married. The wife is here. Are they together?
Sharing the same house, but they say he says physically not together.
But they're still married.
Huh?
They're still married.
Yes.
Why are you?
And I am.
Why?
As well, because my ex wouldn't sign my divorce.
Okay, so you're married to someone. Okay. Hold on. Let's backtrack a little bit. Why are you involved with a married man?
Like I said, the first year I didn't know, and then once Phil's there, children.
But you know. Why are you still with him? Number one, you're not divorced yet, and yet you're with this man who's still married. Why? I mean, I'm going to take the obvious that you know that that's wrong and that's sinful, right?
Right.
So why are you doing it?
And I'm trying to, like, every time, like, you know, like, I'll try to, like, part myself from them, do what I have to do. I guess because they submerge themselves so deep within, like, knowing that as my kid's father's not in the country, they are more like my assistant. You know, I guess I don't know. I don't even know.
Okay, you don't know.
Make an excuse for it, but just knowing that they are there. They're like responsible, helping me, assisting me in every way. I don't even know.
Okay.
And I tried to get my divorce, but when I sent the information to them. They declined it. So it's kind of like, it's just.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you're trying to justify your sin, and you know this, and you know it. And let me tell you something. There are many variables here, and I believe God is trying to teach you something. The fact that you can't get divorced, there's something to really take note here. I mean, I believe God is trying to teach you something about trusting Him and Him being enough right now. And even if you were divorced, I mean, you couldn't even marry this man because he's still married. So
right,
you,
but he claimed, like, once I found out, he claimed that his situation was the same as mine.
I
like,
know. You did. I hear you. But you know that that's not true now. You know that.
Right, but when he confronted her with me and told her, like, you know, we're not together. It's just, you know, we just, had the property, you know, whatever.
Okay, but Danielle, let's go back. So, first of all, you're still married. You should not have been involved with anyone, period. But then
right,
you got involved with this.
He's legally deported from the country.
Come back. Exactly, but he's still your husband. I mean, if you wanted tomorrow to get on a plane and go to the whatever country he's at, he's still your husband. I mean, he's you're with him. All right, so that's one. That's one thing. You're married to him. But secondly, you got involved with this man who said the same situation. I mean, you made a mess. This is complicated. I want to share something with you because it's from God's word, and you take it as you would, but take it for what it is, which is the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body." Sin is sin, right? We hear that all the time. But according to the scripture, sin is not sin. There are different levels of sin, not in terms of the consequence. We know that all sin drives us far from God, but sexual immorality, it enslaves us in such a way that what you're going through now is the emotion of the lust that you can't get rid of. That you're like, listen, I don't know because I feel this way. I mean, he's lied to you.
I don't even think it's the lust, not the country. I hear you. Not
okay,
it's
so it's not
more
the lust.
Of the dependence. Like, I really rely on them as that other parent. Like, they are fully submerged in my kid's life and everything that they do. From
but you don't have to be involved with them. You don't have to be sleeping with them. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? There's a difference. You're saying it's not the lust, but there are many people who have, you know, we had this conversation earlier, right? We've had people who have had children outside of the marriage, and now they have to kind of co-parent. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I mean, this person has become, you know what it really is for you, Danielle, is he's an idol in your life. He's come before God. And instead of you putting your reliance and your trust on God, you've put it in this man. Mm-hmm. And God is a jealous God. Danielle, I just want to warn you, this is from God's word. The Bible says flee from it because it will enslave you. And you're creating a mess, and you have children, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the children are not by him. It's just you have previous children from a previous relationship.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you're making it even harder for them. How complicated it is, because then they'll start getting attached. That's not their father. I mean, listen, trust God. God knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You're not trusting God. You're trusting, you're putting your hope in something other than God. And that's what the Bible calls idolatry. You're putting something before him. That's wrong. And there'll be consequences if you don't repent, if you don't deal with that. I'm telling you, it will come. You reap what you sow, and it would not be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sharing that with you. Listen, it's your decision. It's your life. I mean, you can hang up the phone and do whatever you want.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. I understand and agree. But my question, I guess, was sort of yes, it is a mess. But at the same time, I'm wondering, like, I was making excuses on my situation, and could it the same be with I guess his spouse as well, making excuses, trying to hold something there that when a person obviously tells you we're not together, you know, this is who I'm with.
Doesn't matter.
You know.
Doesn't matter. Whether it's still, that's her spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever excuse, no excuse, whatever, she decides to forgive him. They're married.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're digging too deep. You're getting emotionally involved, and you have no business getting emotionally involved.
Right. Okay.
You understand? So it's like it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But even if she was the worst wife in the world, she's his wife. It just doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. All right, Danielle. Well, I pray Thank you do you. The right thing. You know what's okay. the right thing to do.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Trust okay. God. Amen. Okay. Thank you.
All right. The phone number to reach us is 855-454-5905. Let's go to, I think it's Roscoe. Roscoe is calling in from Philadelphia. Roscoe, good morning. You're live on the air.
Roscoe, you there?
Yes, sir.
Is it okay to snoop on, in this case, your wife? Is it okay to snoop on your wife?
My wife is, yeah, I'm with my wife. My wife is, and I are now happily married. I was the infidel. And I'm just calling to let folks know that there is still hope because my wife can counsel to leave me, get divorced, this, that, and other. But she said that God did not tell her to do so. Mm. And now I'm not an infidel. I've been delivered, set free from that type of bondage. And now I'm elevated in the ministry. I'm an associate pastor at one of the local churches here in Philadelphia.
Amen. Well, good, Roscoe. So your wife is with you now, right?
Yes, we're together.
So let me, amen. I love to hear great testimonies like this, how God used that, her forgiving heart, her listening. But you also repented. It's not like you kept doing it. So she.
No, I did repent.
She stood by your side.
I put her through a horrific ordeal. I will testify to that. And sometimes, if the shoe was on the other foot, I would wonder if I would have gave as much grace. But if I was, listening to God, and I did listen to him, it was like when I did repent, I felt a remorse where I would say, how can I sin against God like this?
Yeah.
And that's where it is. Once you realize that it's not about your relationship with the wife, the sin that you're doing to her. It's about what you're doing to God and your relationship with him. And once you get your relationship with him right, then you can relate to other people correctly.
Well, I love that because it sounds, we talked earlier from the scripture from 2 Corinthians about godly sorrow versus worldly sorrow. And it definitely sounds, you're taking ownership. You're not making excuses. You're showing even gratitude for the grace that your wife showed you. Where does the snooping come into play? First of all, how did your wife find out?
I got caught in that.
Wow.
Yeah, I got caught in that. One of the church friends, one of the friends at the church saw me with a young lady and told my wife, told the pastor there, and I was confronted, and I just fessed up.
And we say amen. Amen for that. God allowed your sin to get exposed to save your life. And then where does the snooping come in? Is it okay for your wife to check your account, your email, your voicemail, your all that stuff?
The two are one. So there is no, that's my phone, that's my account. There's none of that. Both of us are one. So if we're as one as God designed for us to be, sure, she can look at my phone anytime she wants. She can check my email, Facebook, whatever. There is.
I think, Roscoe?
I'm not hiding from her.
But you know what I think, Roscoe? Is because you have nothing to hide. See, if you were hiding something, I'm sure your comment would be very different.
There's been a time when I was guarding my phone.
Of course you were, because you had a reason to. Like, why would you? Who cares? Like, right now, my wife, she knows my password. I leave. My kids know my password. I have nothing to hide. There's nothing that I'm afraid they stumble upon. But, the Bible does say the guilty flee, though no one pursues him. If you're guilty, you're guilty. So I think even when we mention snooping, we just use that as, it's a way to have this conversation. But the reality is, if you're open, there is no such thing as snooping. It's just you're open. You can see her. You don't have to sneak around trying to find out what the other one has on their phone. It's just open. Like, here, honey, grab my phone. What do you need? My wife and I both have the same phones. For a long time, we would accidentally take each other's phone. There was just no secret, Now I have a different case, so we know. But the reality is you should have nothing to hide. I love to hear that. Would your wife like to come on the phone? I just would like to hear a little bit from her.
Well, she and I are not together. I'm actually on my way to a job site.
Okay.
I work, but
No problem. Yeah. No problem. I thought she was right by your side, like, meaning like. Oh, she was. Okay. Well.
I wish she was.
Oh, you wish she was. Well, man, let me tell you, Roscoe, you're a breath of fresh air. I mean, you're taking responsibility. I mean, what you did was wrong. It was sinful. We're not excusing that. But just to see how God has worked and the repentance that you have. Now you're able to minister to other people and help them in their same situation, which to me is very powerful. So, Roscoe, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your repentance, and thank you for picking up the phone and calling us this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Have a blessed day.
You guys are doing a great job, and I love this program.
Thank you so much, Roscoe.
Take care.
Have a blessed day.
All right, let's go to...
We just lost that other caller. All right, well, listen, if you've been on the fence, you're wondering your call, I think we have time for at least one more call. So go ahead and give us a call right now.
Right, and the number is 855-454-5905.
And so let's talk about the snooping thing, because, we've had different reactions on Facebook. Some people are like, Snoop, why do you have to snoop? Or others are, one comment I was just reading, we do invite you, if you're just tuning in, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BeyondTheVows, and you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, Your Inspiration Station. And one of the comments was kind of interesting, because they're giving a little bit of input as well, but they're saying, listen, why do you even have to go there and snoop? So I'm trying to find it there. Here he goes. There should be no reason to snoop. There should be trust and loyalty in marriage. If your spouse is giving you a reason to snoop, quote unquote snoop, then it needs to be addressed. Not saying that everyone is perfect, but it shouldn't get to the point that you start snooping around trying to find something, because the devil will make you believe that there is more to what you have found or seen. So in essence, I mean, I believe it was Griselle says, you know what? If you're looking for something, there's already the mistrust there. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. So what do you think? I mean, and Tiffany, before we go to the next caller, what do you think? I mean, you're single. You want to get married one day. I mean, even when you hear this, like, what? Spouse is having to snoop on each other. What's going on here? I'm sure it's not encouraging.
No. Well, I mean, my take on it is really interesting, because in dating, I've had, unfortunately, some circumstances where I felt like I needed to, because something didn't feel right. Although I'm not big on, let me go through your phone. And at the time, we didn't even have cell phones. They weren't that popular, like everybody didn't have a cell phone. So there was no cell phone to snoop into.
So the beeper, you're looking through the beeper.
Right, let me look into a pager.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's code? Who's giving you that secret code going on?
No, but I mean, there was a situation where my boyfriend at the time was stealing from me, and it was being set up, I thought it was happening at my job, because I took him with me to my job often, and I thought it was people at work, but it was actually him. So in that instance, I think if I had snooped a little earlier, I would have just confronted my issue was, I thought that I wouldn't date someone who would do that.
Yeah,
I thought you had your
guard down. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're thinking into your coworkers, not your boyfriend.
Nah, my boyfriend. And I just had that mistaken thought that, because I'm this kind of a person, I would know if I was dating somebody that would do that. And I learned that it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, looking at the situation, and I'm not, quote unquote, above experiencing such a thing. So it built a lot of mistrust for a while. So I had to break down that idea of I need to snoop on everybody, because every man after that is not going to steal.
Well, I'd say this, I'll tell us this. There was a Judas in the group with Jesus.
Yeah.
But there were also 11 others who weren't
right.
Who were righteous. Exactly. So don't treat everyone like a Judas.
Right.
But realize that if there was a Judas in the crowd with Jesus, then don't be totally, naive, realizing that, And that's what I tell couples is like, there's nothing wrong with periodically just checking up. Knowing it's healthy. Like, I mean, you don't go to the doctor always because you think you have something. Now, if you have a symptom, go.
Yeah.
But sometimes you want to go just to get a checkup. I think it's
just
healthy.
Make sure everything's
as
cool.
A couple, how we doing? Let's check. Because if something's not right, I believe God would make that clear. And so if you're getting this vibe, something might not be right. So we did say we have time for one Last caller, and yep. I believe that's Candace.
Yes,
calling
she's
us.
Calling in from the Garden State. Candace, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, Candace. We're doing great. We're having this conversation now on, is it okay to snoop on your spouse?
Well, my question was, like, I'm not in a place where I can snoop on my spouse because me and my spouse are living miles apart. We're kind of dealing with an immigration issue where he is in a different country. So it's just like, I'm wondering, like, how can I, like, sometimes I want to know, like, is he doing stuff over there? And, you know, vice versa, I'm sure he feels the same way. But, like, I think it's okay to be able to snoop, to be able to know, because that means that you have nothing to hide.
Well, we had a caller earlier. It wasn't another country, but it was in another state. And she said she just showed up to his apartment in another state. I guess they're working it out. And she caught him in bed with someone else. So in this case, Candace, would it be okay for you to just show up to this other country? It is your husband, correct?
Yes.
And show up to just unannounced. Is that okay?
Yeah. Definitely okay.
Yeah, and vice versa, right?
I had the opportunity to be able to do that, but it costs a lot of money.
But you know what I think too, Candace, that if there's nothing to hide, they would be ecstatic to see you. It would be right. Like, wow, this is such a pleasant surprise. But I tell you, if they're lying, I'm not saying they are, but if they were and you show up, it's like, what are you doing here? You know, it's a totally different conversation and confrontation. So I think you're right. I mean, for your case, you're like, man, I wish I had my spouse closer so we don't even have to worry about snooping. However, you want to make sure you stay connected. I don't know all of your situation, but it is always a challenge when you have a long distance relationship like that. And I'm hoping this is not long term, because that's really challenging. And that's when I've seen the devil work the hardest, when couples are just not able to be there.
He did work and yeah, the devil, I fell into temptation. I did, you know, it's been almost 3 years.
But he knows?
So, huh?
Your husband knows about the situation?
Yes, it was exposed.
Wow.
So now it's just like we haven't had the proper healing, because when he found out he was over there,
wow.
It's like, what could we do, you know, to kind of mend what already happened?
And are you able to get to a point where you both can live in the same under the same roof?
Well, I would have to go there, yes. Like, I would have to leave, you know, here and take my kids and go there.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm not just going to advise you without knowing all the whole situation, except that, you know, realize that if your marriage is worth it, and there's something you have to do, I mean, again, I don't know the whole situation, but just count the cost on what this relationship might mean, because it sounds like it's such a playground for Satan. I mean, you already gave in to temptation. I'm sure he's hurt. It could easily be a way for him to justify him doing something else that's wrong, because he's so far away and he can easily feel justified. So, again, I'm not saying that that's what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer and the further you're apart, the more you give room for the devil to continue to work.
Absolutely.
So. Wow. Well, we'll definitely be praying about your situation. Your case is not even one about snooping. Your case is more of like, wow, we just need to figure out something. And I believe, you know, God is an amazing God. I mean, he has no boundaries, right? The earth is his. So any doors that need to be open, he would open. He's probably really teaching you both something through this.
Yes, I believe it.
Wow. Well, Candace, we appreciate you sharing your situation. Definitely a delicate situation, and we hope and pray that things work out. Please keep us posted somehow, whether you decide to go there.
Page?
I'm sorry?
Your Facebook page, what is it?
Oh, if you go to facebook.com/ mm-hmm. Beyond the Vows. So just when you search, just search for Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Okay.
All right, Candace, we thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Take care.
Keep me in prayer.
All absolutely. Right. Great. We will. We will. We'll pray for you, Candace.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we are pretty much out of time. Do we have time for another call? I believe so.
We have about 3 minutes left, so it would be a crunch
be
call.
It'll be a crunch call. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's see if we can get to this last caller, and we just got to let her know. I think it's Kay calling
crunch
in
time.
From Philadelphia. Yeah, we literally have 3 minutes to wrap up the show, so we have 2 minutes with her.
Okay, so Kay, you're live on the air for just 2 minutes. Hi, you're live on the air.
Yes, hi. Hi, Marcus Mercado.
Yes, hi, hi. So Kay, you're calling in regards, I believe, to a previous caller, correct?
Yes, the previous caller, Kim. I was just, listening in on a conversation. And I'm just not really believing the story that she had given you.
Mm.
I mean, that's just my opinion. But as far as her being in a relationship, and she says she didn't know that the man was married. A lot of times it seems like they may not know, but it seems like the story just didn't add up.
Well, I mean, you're right.
Wondering, like, how long was she in this relationship with this person before she actually found out that he was.
And you're talking about our previous caller, Kim, who shared.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, Kate, we don't know. I mean, we're obviously on the phone just for a few minutes. We don't know. But one thing we can say, and I actually think this is a great way to close out. Candace shared her situation with her husband being far away, and then she was the one that was unfaithful. We don't know also if he's faithful over there or not. We just know their situation. And I just know that there's some things that only God can heal and fix and intervene. And I think whether it's Kim, Candace, or any one of our callers, I think we should go to God in prayer. So, Kay, if you would join us, I'm going to close this out with a word of prayer.
Okay.
All right. God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for Kay and just even, just wanting to share and comment on Kim, who was a caller earlier, Father, and who confessed and obviously have some consequences to her sin of having this relationship with a married man and now having a child because of it. Also, even our hearts are heavy for someone like Candace, who her husband is in another country. We don't know all the reasons and why they can't be together, but we do know how the devil works. And she's even succumbed to some sin herself and has repented. But I pray, Father, that you truly work in their situation, be with so many who perhaps were not able to call, but are hurting and need guidance and direction. Father, I do pray that you would work in each and every marriage in a special way, Father. You know the needs. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you so much for calling. You are our last caller of the day, so thank you so much for your comments.
All right. Take care, Kay.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a blessed day. Well, look, we have a few minutes left. Of course, we'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm. And we want you to join us. And, of course, you can always send us love on Facebook, and that is Beyond the Vows on Facebook.com. Much love to our on-site producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. We'll see you next time.